Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. If you're a cattle producer in the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association encourages you to sign a petition that will allow a referendum for an Oklahoma beef checkoff. This new checkoff will provide more funds to build beef demand. Monies collected will be invested by the Oklahoma Beef Council. To learn more about the Oklahoma Beef Checkoff petition and referendum, go to okcattlemen.org.
Cattle futures were under extreme pressure here to start this week. May feeders down $1.75 at 146.87, a dime off the low. But August, September, October, November, we're down the limit to 450 here, mostly in response to the cattle on feed report that was deemed to be negative on Friday afternoon. Those numbers were on feed as of May 1st, 101% of the previous year. The big surprise, though, was placements were 107% of the previous year. The estimate was somewhere around 99%, so 8% bigger than expected, and also a three-year high for the month of April on the placements. So a big number there. Marketed was right in line with the expectations at 101%. Choice and Select box beef at midday were up 20 cents in Choice at 226.16. Select was 208.24, down 18. And then the live cattle here down the limit, June, August, Auk, Dees, all down the maximum amount allowed for one day, even though we had pretty decent cash trade from 129 to 131 at the end of last week. That on-feed report was thought to be that negative. This afternoon, we've got a cold storage report, and hopefully that will stop the bleeding here on the cattle futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain futures were higher in corn, but lower everywhere else. Corn futures finished up 3 to 3.5 cents. Beans were weak. The weakest contract down 16 to 17.5 cents. New crop November down 16 to 10.33.5. And then the wheats were slightly lower as well. Chicago wheat 4.5 lower. Kansas City July down 1.75 at 4.47.25. We had an export report today, this morning, that was pretty strong for corn. That was partially the reason why we were higher, but wheat and beans were lower than expected. And then this afternoon, we've got a crop progress report. Corn plantings are expected to be 90% complete, so nearly done there on the corn planting. Bean planting somewhere around 55%. And then spring wheat looks like it's still going to be, and winter wheat too, really high crop condition numbers. Harvest is going to be slow to start, it looks like, this year due to the ongoing rainfall, which is making the fields wet. It looks like the crop is ready. It's just the fields are too muddy for them to get harvested. So that could push harvest back just a little bit. But overall, that crop still looks like it's in pretty good condition. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.